everyone has to give a little. Sacred cows have to be tackled. Quite an image there. President Barack Obama today said Republicans have to let go of tax breaks. Democrats have to cut entitlement programs to reach a deal by August 2nd.
I think it would give the American people enormous confidence that this town can actually do something once in a while. That we can defy the expectations that we're always thinking in terms of short-term politics in the next election. And every once in a while, we break out of that and we do what's right for the country.
The president will hold another round of debt talks with congressional leaders this afternoon, trying to reach a deal to increase the debt ceiling, the amount of money the country can legally borrow, by August 2nd. Jay Newton-Small is with Time Magazine. She joins us from D.C. And, Jay, the White House said this was the president's chance to make his case to the American public. But we know he's, you know, had a press conference and talked about this very topic last week as well. So how do you think he did today? Did he move that needle at all?
Well, I think there were certainly sort of two sets of messages in today's press conference. There was a message for the American people, which I think you'll see in the election if he doesn't succeed in getting a grand bargain, of, look, I put everything on the table. I put even controversial things that Democrats don't like cuts to entitlements, on the table. And, you know, the Republicans weren't serious, and they did not join me in engaging in deficit reduction. But then I think you also saw a kind of inside Washington message where the president was careful to praise Speaker Boehner for, you know, reaching out and working with him across the aisle, and also talked a lot about, you know, how Democrats, it's not just Republicans who are digging in their heels, it was also Democrats, and how everybody needs to be willing to engage and to suffer a little in order to do deficit reduction.
Well, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is reportedly the person who did most of the talking at yesterday's meeting with the White House. You mentioned House Leader Speaker Boehner, and what does that mean in terms of who's calling the shot, that it was Cantor who was talking? Someone, I think, asked the president today if Speaker Boehner is in control of his party. What did the president say?
The president said he had every confidence that the speaker is in control of his party, but certainly he's in a tough position. His conference is one that has very diverse opinions, particularly whether you're talking about the Tea Party freshmen or some of the older sort of moderate lions. But Republican sort of rank and file. But I think that certainly Cantor represents a certain faction of the Republican conference right now, and that is the sort of Tea Party freshmen who are not willing to take on any kinds of tax hikes, even if it means $4.5 trillion worth of cuts off of the deficit, because they just don't believe that it's against sort of their ethical or against their platform, their beliefs to raise taxes under any circumstances.
Well, and Jay, just be clear with us, because we know that Republicans have characterized this as tax increases. We've heard from the Democratic side it's not increases as much as it is getting rid of loopholes and getting rid of tax breaks. The president tried to talk a lot about that today. Is that true? I mean, are there, you know, tax increases across the board separate from getting rid of breaks and cuts?
I think certainly there are, actually. I mean, there were talks of tax increases, especially letting the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans expire in 2013.
Right, that is separate from a separate tax increase. I mean, getting rid of a tax break is bringing things to back way they were.
Norm. Yeah, exactly. And so in that sense, no, there's really no tax increases at all. It's just sort of letting some of the Bush tax cuts expire for the wealthiest Americans. But other than that, everything else would just be simply closing loopholes. And really, actually, what was on the table was doing a giant sort of bill of tax reform, which would come after the debt ceiling vote, which would look to lower all rates and sort of flatten out the entire tax code and get rid of a lot more corporate loopholes, which would result in hundreds of billions, if not trillions, more in revenues coming in.
Well, and it's also being characterized as something, this revenue-raising effort, getting rid of loopholes and tax breaks, something that's happening right now. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that with the recent June jobs report, which was dismal, 15,000 new jobs created, unemployment up to 9.2%, it's not the time to, as he put it, increase taxes, as the president would put it, get rid of tax breaks. And the president seemed to want to go out of his way today to also point out that that's not true. This is not something he's suggesting that happened tomorrow.
Certainly. I mean, even if you're looking at something at these the end of these tax breaks, they would really only start to be phased in 2013, and a lot of them actually wouldn't come for many years to come, and some of them on triggers that wouldn't happen until a certain set of circumstances, X, Y, and Z would happen. And so, I mean, a lot of this sort of misnomer is that suddenly this deal might result in higher tax rates across the board for everybody starting tomorrow, which really is a fallacy. It really would only hit a very small subset of people, and it's really, again, just returning to original rate that they had before, you know, George W. Bush took office, and it would be actually part, you know, not would be phased in over many years.
Well, then there's the debate as to whether or not there should be the grand plan by August 2nd or different stopgap measures. Just tell us a little bit about who's on each side of that debate.
Oh, well, when the president went around the room on Thursday and talked to different leaders, he basically asked each leader, what are you for? Are you for a small, medium, or large plan? And every leader in the room said that they were for a large plan, including notably Mitch McConnell, until they got to Eric Cantor, who's the majority leader in the House. And he said that he felt that a larger plan would include too much of what he would deem to be tax hikes and couldn't pass the House. And then immediately after that, Senate Minority Whip and John Kyle sort of seconded Eric Cantor. But so those are the only two really in the room against having a big package, and they said they'd prefer to see a medium-sized package of cuts of worth about $3.5 trillion.
And just briefly, Jay Newton Small of Time Magazine, who's speaking to us after the president's press conference today, in which he addressed questions about the debt ceiling and the debate over even whether or not to raise it. He says everyone is in agreement. But, you know, what about the people in Washington, many of them newly elected, who are not? You know, this sense that this is a part of maybe making Washington and government smaller by forcing this issue.
Certainly there is this sort of, I mean, I guess you can call it the heck no conference in the House, who really just believe that they were elected to office to make the government smaller, and that they not allowing the debt ceiling to increase, not extending America's sort of credit card here, is what their constituents would want, is what the voters would want, and so therefore they will not under any circumstances vote for it. And I think that's a fairly sizable a group of people in the House, at least 50, if not 80 members, and that's why, you know, the president, as the president said today, and as it's been reported, I think, for the last few weeks, it's going to be important for Boehner to get some Democrats on board in order to pass this in the House, because he won't be able to do it just in the backs of Republican votes.
Jay Newton Small of Time Magazine, the latest on President Obama's news conference today. Jay, thanks as always.
Thank you.